The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello. This is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you're listening to the prophetic voice of our time. If you are discouraged and feeling negative today, if your attitude needs some adjustment because of the many negative things happening around us, continue to tune in and turn off those bad news, okay? Let us focus on the good news. A lot of things are happening all across this country and all over the world. God is doing a lot of miraculous things here on earth. And your day, if you believe in God, if you're listening the sound of my voice, today also, if you dare to believe, is a day of your miracle. Amen? I speak healing upon you in the name of Jesus. I speak a deliverance. And I cast out that devil out of your daughter in the name of Jesus. You have been having some issues with her, and now she's free. Dare to believe. Remember, in Jesus' time, they just believe and miracles happened. And I thank you, Lord. I come against diabetes, all forms and kinds of cancer and skin diseases in the name of Jesus. I come against this COVID virus in the name of Jesus, and I declare that it will continue to weaken in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for a financial breakthrough. I thank you for healing of family relationship and manifestations of God-ordained relationship. Thank you, Lord, for those that have been standing and believing and are getting ready for the manifestation of the transfer of wealth and influence. I thank you, Lord, I ask that you open their eyes that they will go and see and that they will be sensitive to hear your voice in the name of Jesus, Lord. I give you all the praise. I give you all the glory. Amen. And if you need some body parts or replacement of organs, God is doing it right now. Just claim it, touch your hand, and thank Jesus for it. It's not about my anointing. It's about you receiving what you deserve. Jesus knows that you deserve to be healed. Amen? Amen. If you are missing some of our broadcast, we are on Spotify. Or you can go to our website, sogmi.org, and you can watch live stream there on our during our Sunday services and also Wednesday services. We have a library of teachings. Again, it's sogmi.org. And find us on YouTube. Help us by subscribing to our live streaming and like us. Even if you don't like me, like us because we continue to preach the gospel. We have been receiving lots of praise reports. God is really good. Texas and other states continue to pass laws that protect our rights and our freedom and our security and the protection of the life of the unborn. And many are praying for our country, including this ministry. And I shared with you a few weeks ago, we were praying and I heard the voice of God and says, I have answered your prayers that are in accordance to my perfect will. And the manifestation of that continues. Let us trust God on this. In my part, I'll continue to pray for you. Whether you like it or not, I continue to pray for you. I'll continue to thank God for our country and for our great state. And I will continue to encourage others to believe in God and to obey and follow His instruction to the letter. Through this broadcast, you hear two of our upcoming young leaders, both in the ministry as well as the marketplace. Joshua is a businessman, an ordained minister. He's one of our associate pastors at Freedom Fellowship Church. And if you're watching our live stream, he always takes the evening service. James is also an ordained youth minister, He is a part of our media team and a part of our praise team. And with our young leaders, we also have Nicole, Erica, and Drew, and Michaela, ordained youth ministers, and Joe Angel, Gabby, Isabella, Priscilla are now being discipled also, as well as Nathan. Our youth are seasoned prayer warriors and ministers. The three Sassos, of course, Joshua, James, and Erica, and Nicole, have traveled with me on mission trips to the Philippines numerous times, Israel numerous times, South Korea, and Thailand. Joshua, of course, have been ministering and traveling with me to the Philippines numerous times, also in Kenya and in Europe. You know what? They all are trained to minister, to prophesy, to preach. And you know what? They are so anointed, they can lay hands on you and they can pray the hell out of you. I trained them since they were young. And I know and I believe that they have counterparts in other parts of this country, in all the 50 states, and they are ready to take the lead. Once the baton is passed from our generation to theirs, I know and I expect that they will do greater work than us. This is one of the reasons why I continue to be positive, excited, and hopeful for the future of our country. I work with young groups and hundreds of them in the Philippines alone. They are getting trained as leaders. They are being trained to do business God's way. They're being trained as business executives, business owners, builders, ministers of the gospel. And also, they will and they can get engaged in every sector of society, at the same time preaching the gospel. This is the perfect will of our God. We all work at Freedom Fellowship Church. We have business on the sides while we minister and preach the gospel. So are you hopeful yet? And you know, revival continue to expand in California. It's going to be this year, praise God. I believe that California will vote for righteousness. We have been prophesying for this. We have been praying for the turning around of California, and we're going to see its manifestation. God is faithful. And here's another good news. Many are getting healed, even through this radio broadcast. People are getting saved in our churches or ministry in the Philippines. The gospel is expanding, and there are new leaders coming out, and they are in fire for the Lord. Another example in the Philippines is our dear sister in Christ in Zambales province. She attended the leadership conference in Baguio City last year. She only heard about me, but she attended, and afterwards, she really felt strongly that she should start pastoring a church. She asked for my permission, and of course, I gave them the condition and the rules and the bylaws that we go by. She wanted to be under this ministry, and I said yes. She and her husband spent their savings to build a small building for them to start holding services. I think they started with about 12 to 16 adults and some children. They were holding their services in this building made out of cinder blocks and a tin roof with no doors and no windows. Before they finished the small structure, they were forced to expand and enlarge the building to accommodate more people, especially the youth. They're getting saved and then getting baptized almost every week. That is why I kept on saying, here in the United States of America, we don't have an excuse. Here they are, their building is just a structure in actuality, and they have not finished anything yet. But they bring their guitar and they preach the gospel and they hold Bible studies for children, for the teenagers, and for the adults, and they continue to come. Now, as of last week, they start moving in miraculous healings. You know, that they send me pictures, the Bible study for the children is being held outside under the tree with some chairs. Man, they have a good view. But whatever is the available means there, they just use it and they continue to expand. I'm praying and believing for them to finish their buildings and the other buildings or facilities in other parts of that country. The last praise reports I got from them, in addition to people getting saved, are these two examples of miraculous healing. There was this young man who fell and broke his shoulder. So they put a cast. He was in cast, and he was told that the minimum days that he can't move his shoulder and be in cast will be a minimum of 10 days. But he attended one of those services, and he removed his cast. And it's okay. No broken bones, no pain, nothing except the miraculous healing of God. So he was healed during the service. And also there was this old man who was sick, and he was being fed intravenously. He also attended that service. They prayed for him. Within 24 hours, they removed the tube and he's now eating on his own after many months or even years of being fed intravenously. Glory to God. So it is your turn. When I prayed for you at the beginning of this program, you receive it and thank God. And remember the instruction. It's a simple. Give God the glory. Then talk healed. Think healed, dress healed, okay? And anything that you usually don't do in accordance to your faith, start moving, start doing them, okay? If you're going to call me or leave a message, then I'll go ahead and ask the group to continue to pray for you until the manifestations of your healing is 100%. So you're not alone, and God knows you. Called you by name, and you are special. Amen? Okay, glory to God. So we need to continue to train, empower God's people to take over, to occupy until He returns, to engage in spiritual warfare. This is one of the scriptures that I'm basing this on. In Genesis chapter 14, verse 14. Genesis 14, verse 14. When Abram heard that his nephew Lot had been captured, he mobilized the 318 trained men who had been born into his household. Trained. Whether Abraham trained them personally or he made sure that they are trained, but they were trained. 318 of them. I trained and I spend summers every year and spring break when the children at Freedom Fellowship Church are young. And God always moved upon them. They come to the house and they spend a whole day with me. Parents are not allowed to attend. They drop them off and eat together. We lunch together. We sing together. We pray together. And they are having a wonderful time. But I made sure that they're trained. So Abram trained or made sure that the men that are under or were born in his household or within his sphere of influence were trained. And we need to make sure that people are trained. This is what we do at Freedom Fellowship Church. And this is what we must do as leaders. And you know, to be honest with you, I'm kind of a very different kind of person as a pastor of Freedom Fellowship Church. Many of you would not like me, or some of you will not want to be under this ministry. That is why I never asked anyone to become a member of the church. Because why? I do not coddle people. I see the destiny of the people. I don't cuddle them. I train them. I empower them. That opportunity is open, but I do not train anyone who wants to hear from God or be blessed by God at their own terms, in their own convenient time. I will not waste my time, because if they're not hungry, if you and I are not hungry enough for the things of God, when it's time for discipline and correction, you will not want it. The flesh will not want it. I want to train those that are really passionate to go on with God, those that are desperate. I will continue to pray for you. But whether you stayed with the ministry for a few weeks or for a few months or years and you left, you will thank me later on when you were in problem, when you're kind of situation. You will remember the training that you had with Freedom Fellowship Charts. I don't cuddle people. That is why I never asked you. I always say that if you want to join us in our Sunday services, if you're led of the Lord, come join us. Because I'm empowering and training leaders, in which we are all are. We are the head and not the tail. That is our destiny. And I know that not everybody will, but I just want to emphasize to you, yes, you, that everybody can, including you. It is a decision that you have to make. It's a choice that you have to make. To all the senior citizens out there who have retired from their work, it's time for you to be refired. God has a need of you. Receive your healing and deliverance. If you cannot commute, if you cannot get out or drive, or you cannot be active, there is one thing that you can do. You can pray. You can prophesy. You can pray for our country. You can pray for our leaders. You can pray for this radio broadcast. You can pray for me. You can pray for us who are in the front lines. I surely need you. You know, during the COVID, we have senior citizens in our area. And I miss three ladies. Their children forbade them to come because of the COVID. Well, I respect that decision. Amen. But I surely miss their prayers. These three ladies, Dora, Esther, and Mary, they don't have any mean bones in their body. They're just full of love, and they pray for everybody. They pray for me every time. And when they were not there, I miss them. And I am so glad that Dora is back. And now I know Mary is coming back, and we see Esther once in a while. But God has still a need of you. While you're still here on earth, you and I, let us make sure that Jesus win every time, okay? We're not going to lose a single one to Satan. For those of you that are in the marketplace, own a business, or have a comfortable retirement, in addition to praying, you can help finance the gospel. You can pray for us and at the same time apply God's ways of doing things in your workplace or place of business if you are still working or still own your business. And you can influence the people within your sphere of influence. The five offices need to operate not just in the four corners of our ministry, but in every sector of society. That is a great thing. All of us are needed in the kingdom of our God, and everybody is important. That is why I love our Lord. I love being in the kingdom of God. We all know that there are two kingdoms operating at the same time here on earth. Or there are two different systems. The kingdom of this world, or the Babylonian system, started after the fall of Adam. It started when Adam gave up his dominion and authority over Satan. Then Jesus was born and came as a minister, as a son of man. He started preaching about what? The kingdom of God, his kingdom. He started teaching and showing us the ways of God in his kingdoms and established his government here on earth. He started talking about parables about the kingdom of God is near by John the Baptist. The kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is at hand. And the parables. And Jesus spent a lot of time in teaching us in finances and in business, how to operate our business or businesses in his kingdom. And he already said, my kingdom is not of here. It means to say, it's not of the world. It's not the worldly system. That is why a lot of times we have to unlearn so many things that we have learned, because there's still pattern after the world. And if we want supernatural manifestations and for the kingdom of God to be implemented here on earth in our lifetime, we need to unlearn some things and depend on the Holy Spirit to be our teacher, to be our guide, to be our advocate, to be our God. Because the Holy Spirit always reveals Jesus to us and who we are in him. In Acts chapter 1, verse 3, during the 40 days after he suffered and died, he appeared to the apostles from time to time, and he proved to them in many ways that he was actually alive. And he talked to them about the kingdom of God. And the government shall be upon his shoulders. That is Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. So once we're born again, we became a spiritual being. We were born of a spirit in a body or with a body, okay? And, of course, we are set apart now, and we do not belong to the world anymore. We belong to the kingdom of God. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says, but you are chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. And you know who's going to win. We have the victory. It's in Revelation 11:15. It says, the kingdoms of this world have now become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. That is why we're here. Jesus is waiting for his enemies to be made a footstool for his feet. He cannot return with the earthquakes and wars and rumors of wars. He's not going to come in. He is going to stay seated at the right hand of God until his enemies are made a footstool for his feet. And the footstool of Jesus is the earth. It's in the scripture. And it is our job as a body of Christ to implement God's ways of doing things and to take responsibility to govern, because this is the government of God, and the kingdoms are the kingdom of God in which we are implementing and which we are operating right now will defeat and will take over the kingdoms of this world. The Lord Jesus have given us a key. He is the way. He is the door. He is the life. And he won it for us, for you and I. Amen. I'm running out of time. You know, I teach a part of this so that in case you can go to our website, sogmi.org, and the live stream last Sunday, touch about this, and I'm going to still touch it and continue this last Wednesday service. And you need to arm yourself. You need to train yourself, okay? And this is why we're here for. So consider partnering with us as we expand our outreaches here in this country as well as all over the world. And let me hear from you. Let me hear from your praise reports. Give all the glory to our Lord Jesus Christ. He is so worth it. Amen? And you are worth it. You are valuable in his eyes. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, Our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com. And all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas, 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.